real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. Today, I want to talk about impromptu worship, worship that is spontaneous in your own individual life. Remember, we're in the book of Matthew chapter 21, and Jesus is ready to come into Jerusalem, riding triumphantly on a colt, the foal of a donkey. That was in fulfillment of prophecy, as we talked about a couple days ago. But this worship was very impromptu. The people of God had come into Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And it just so happened that they heard by word of mouth that Jesus of Nazareth was coming into town. Many of them, as you know, believed that he was the Messiah. And remember, just a couple days before this, he had raised a man from the dead in a little town by the name of Bethany. And so this was impromptu worship, right? Oh my goodness, by word of mouth, they heard, the Son of David is coming into town, the promised Messiah. We must worship him. And so how did they do that in this spontaneous, impromptu-oriented way of worship? Well, it says this in verses 7 and 8. In Matthew chapter 21, they brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Now remember, it was two donkeys, the mother and the colt, the foal of the donkey. Now, why were there two? Not only in fulfillment of prophecy, but many people who are specialists in animals and donkeys, donkeyologists, would say that this was a colt that had never been ridden before, and so to settle it down, the mother was accompanying the colt. Now, what else did they do? They took their cloaks, and they spread them in the road in front of Jesus. The disciples took their own cloaks and used it as a saddle on the colt. How cool is that? This too was done for Jehu, the king of Israel, in 2 Corinthians or 2 Kings chapter 9. When he was anointed king, the people put their cloaks in his way to designate that he was the king. So the people took cloaks and put it in the road for Jesus. But not only that, they took palm branches. And what did palm branches symbolize? That Jesus was a liberator who liberates us from sin. We know that now. Was a liberator and also the victor over death. So all of that was symbolic, if you will, was a precursor of what was going to happen later that week when Jesus would liberate us from the guilt, power, and punishment of sin through his death on the cross and would be the victor over death through his resurrection. How cool is that? So we said that this worship for these people was very impromptu. It was spontaneous. It wasn't premeditated. It wasn't precipitated by weeks and weeks of planning. They heard Jesus was coming into town. Let's worship him. So how can your worship in your own individual life, apart from Sunday morning, be spontaneous and impromptu? Well, let's talk about that. When God does amazing things in your life, here's the way that you can worship him in an impromptu manner. You can simply say, praise be to God. Or you can say, thank you, Jesus. Or you can break out in a hymn or song. I do that very often when I'm so glad for what God has done in my life. I just break out in song. Or even you can start to weep in front of the Lord, because tears is especially a language the Lord understands. Let me give you an example. Today I was thinking about how blessed I've been in my life to worship a wonderful congregation for 25 years at Peace Lutheran Church. I loved the people there, right? I was their pastor for 25 years along with Tim Lindemann and John Larson and Pastor Larry McGurr. It was just a wonderful ministry there, and I thought I'll never have it as good. But then the Lord took me to this congregation by the name of Mount Hope Lutheran Church, and I've met some new friends there and wonderful people. There's four or five men there at that congregation that are dear friends of mine, and I thought, how cool is this? How wonderful is the Lord to bring me to this special place? And I started to weep. Because I was so grateful to God for bringing me to such a loving congregation where I've met new people that have enhanced my life. I see Jesus in so many of them, and it's just made my life even better. Well, that's not by accident. That's not because of luck. That's because of God. And what did I do? I started to weep and I simply said to the Lord, thank you for what you've done in my life. This was impromptu worship. So my friend, when you feel like worshiping the Lord, wherever you're at, uttering praise, saying thanks, singing a hymn, whatever it is, go ahead and do it. Because there's no better example of that than what happened on Palm Sunday, right? Impromptu worship, spontaneous worship, it is a good thing. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.